What's up, crew? My name is Kelsey Zudema, and welcome to the Real is Empowering podcast. Through creating a healthy lifestyle as well as being an entrepreneur, I knew that I could not be in this journey alone. So I wanted to create a podcast that interviewed other real people who are going through an entrepreneurship journey as well as creating a healthy lifestyle and what that means and looks like to them. Through this podcast, I hope to be real as well as empower you on your journey. If you find anything that is beneficial during this podcast, please press share and subscribe. It means a lot to me as I'm just starting out on this platform. Remember, real is empowering. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode. I hope that you guys have had an amazing, amazing week so far. Life is going well. I know there's a lot of chaos going on. But I pray that you guys are being safe and healthy, and I'm just hoping that slowly but surely we kind of get back to some normalcy in regards to going out, and that just our country experiences some unity with everything going on. And I know a lot of people's hearts are weighed down right now, which is good because it's creating change and movement. And I just hope that we continue to progress and wake up as a society. But this week, I'm going to be talking on, as you guys can read in the title, it's called MBA, but it doesn't stand for the normal Master's in Business Administration. It stands for Master's in Being Authentic. So I love to share about my journey and my experiences, because I feel like when we are able to share and be transparent and vulnerable, then it creates a connection. Right? And that's what I preach on. And that plays into the fact of becoming an authentic human being. So in this episode, I'm going to be talking about that. And the reason I chose that, well, honestly, I was just like one night laying in bed and thinking, and this came to me. And I was like, I got to speak on this, because how we place ourselves in society is usually based off of how much money we make, degrees we have, what's our job title, are we quote-unquote pretty or handsome, how many Instagram followers do we have, XYZ, you name it. Our social status is so tied to a number or a title more often than not, right? So I was thinking about this, and I have my MBA. So I got my MBA in 4 years. I went to college. I was a college athlete, and I got my MBA, which was awesome. I got 2 degrees in 4 years. And it was a lot of hard work, and I did not regret that at all, because it showed me and taught me a lot of lessons. And I'm very grateful for those lessons. It taught me time management. It taught me balance. It taught me hard work, you name it. And it taught me those things. And I was just thinking, and I was like, so I have my MBA in business. I have a degree, but do I have my MBA of life? Do I have my master's in being authentic? And I was kind of comparing the two, and I was like, what's more important? A degree or being myself and being authentic? And at the end of the day, a lot of people would come to say a degree, right? Because then you get a high job title, high pay, blah, blah, blah. But really, to me, it should be the master's in being authentic. That should be a higher priority. But we've lost it as humans because we are so tied to our job title and our career and what we have and money and status and all of these things, that we've lost the art of being authentic. We are not masters in being authentic. And I feel like this is why we as a society experience such disconnect, because we are so focused on all of the materialistic items that we have lost who we are, because in order to acquire these things, sometimes we can't be authentic. Sometimes people will operate out of a fake place because they want to achieve a certain status. And that's why when you go on social media and when you approach that platform, you see such filtered lives. You see the cutesy captions and the perfect pictures and trying to appear like we have it all together and that we are perfect because we haven't gotten our degree in being authentic. And I will take authentic over perfect any day. One, because authentic is obtainable and perfection is not. If you're striving to be perfect, I can promise you that you will never win. You will never reach perfection. It's not possible. But if you're striving to be authentic, oh, that is where you can feel fulfilled and you can feel at peace and you can be who you are. And that's, it's really not hard to do. We are who we are. We just tend to mask it and cover it up in order to fit a mold and try to be perfect, which we will never achieve. Therefore, we feel disconnected. Therefore, we feel unfulfilled. Therefore, we struggle. Therefore, our mental health declines. Therefore, our physical health declines because we put on this mask, this filtered perfection, instead of simply being ourselves and being authentic. And that's the shift I'm trying to make in society and why I'm so passionate about it. I'm working on a couple of projects around it because being authentic trumps all. Being authentic will solve a lot of the disconnect we have in society. Because when we're authentic, we create a connection with other people. We create a relatability with other people. I can't tell you how many times I've tried to seem like I have it all together, and the second I become vulnerable, the second I become real, the second I become authentic, I get so much more feedback, so much more interaction, because people are going through the same things and people are struggling with the same things I am. And when I open that door of vulnerability and becoming authentic, people gravitate towards that because as much as we don't want to admit it, we crave authenticity. We crave someone to open the door and pave the way for us to become vulnerable and become our true authentic self on a social media platform. We simply just don't want to be the first one to do it because we fear that if we show up as ourselves, we won't be accepted. And I'm here to tell you that that is a lie. That if you keep telling yourself that, you will always live a filtered life and you will always feel some sort of unfulfillment. But when we show up powerfully and we show up authentically, the connection is crazy. I can't tell you how many people have reached out to me because of my authenticity, because I share about hard subjects, because I share about things that I've gone through and I'm going through, because I am real. People crave that, and yet they won't do anything about it because they fear that they won't be accepted, when in reality, they'll be even more accepted and they will experience so much more connection than when they go and just post something that's not true and they just post because they want to seem like they have it together, or they want to seem like they're living this luxurious lifestyle, or they want to seem like they are better than other people, or they want to seem like they have a ton of money. If we were just authentic, we would have so much more connection. We would not feel as alone as we do because there would be other people sharing struggles. We would be sharing struggles. And it opens the door for conversation, and it opens the door for empowerment, and it opens the door for connection and for encouragement. But we are closing that door and putting a lock on it because we want to seem perfect. And this is the biggest shift that I have become so passionate about in creating in society, and why I speak on subjects that really relate around it, because it encompasses almost everything. It encompasses self-image, it encompasses health, it encompasses your mental capacity, it encompasses everything. Authenticity encompasses everything. And social media has become a place where people feel like they can't be authentic in order to receive a certain amount of likes or be accepted. When in reality, if we just shifted the mindset and we showed up as ourselves and we shared our struggles and we were vulnerable and we were transparent, we would relate so much more to everybody around us, and you would be shocked. So creating this shift has become a passion because, listen, if you don't have it, I'm going to need you to go back to quote-unquote school and get your MBA, your master's in being authentic. Because you were made for a reason, and you were made beautifully and wonderfully, and you were made for a purpose. And so many of us are keeping that wrapped up because we feel like we're not a good enough gift. So we're putting all this wrapping paper and these bows and anything that we can to cover up our true purpose and gift and our true self, when in reality, we don't need it. What we do need to do is unwrap or tear back the layers that we have built up and get to the true gift. We're trying to make everything look so pretty, pretty on the outside, and on the inside we are depleted and we are defeated and we feel lonely and we feel like we're always struggling and our mental health is declining and our physical health is declining and we can't stay motivated, we can't do this X, Y, Z, and we're missing out on our true gifts, our true purpose, and our true self. So I would encourage you to look at yourself in the mirror this week and say, how do I show up? Do I show up filtered, or do I show up authentic? We need to stop letting our job title define our social status, and we need to start letting our status of being human define our title to be social with everyone. Do you get that? Stop letting your job title, your bank account, your materialistic items define your worth. And instead, recognize that we are all human. We are all going through very similar things. And accept that. And disconnect your worth from how much money you have or what the scale says or all the materialistic items you have, because you are no better than anybody else. But we somehow have created this system where we think that we are. When in reality, we all are human. We all make mistakes. We all go through struggles. We all experience victories. And imagine how much more powerful it would be if we just connected with one another instead of trying to place ourselves above each other. So as you go throughout this week, enroll yourself into this thing, this college I like to call life. Enroll yourself fully and do the work to get your MBA, your master's in being authentic, and do it daily. Show up to class, aka show up to life, show up to social media. Do the work, aka work on yourself, work on empowering other people, work on connecting with other people, work on becoming vulnerable, and get your master's and being authentic, because that is where society will shift. And that is where we can make change. And that is where we create connection. That is my message for this week. And I hope that something within that spoke to you and made sense. Because when we decide to start to make a change in ourselves, we decide to start making a change in others. We may be one person, but we can impact so many people. Just think, if you're one person and you impact your friend, and then your friend impacts their family, and then their family members branch off and start impacting people, you have created a whole ripple effect that you might not have face-to-face directly interacted and impacted those people. But because of your actions and your decision to change and make a change, you've impacted one person that impacted another person that impacted 10 people. You see what I mean? How it's a ripple effect and how powerful that is. But it starts with you deciding that you want to make a change and that you're sick of seeing how society has been and that you're sick of seeing all these negative things occur and that you want to be an agent of change. You want to be a catalyst, something that speeds along the process of change. And you say, enough is enough. We need to be authentic. We need to show up powerfully. We need to empower each other. We need unity. So I empower you to take what you've heard and not just listen to it, but apply it to your life. And if something in this podcast speaks to you, then share it, because there's someone that needs to hear it. And when we fail to share, we are becoming selfish. We are not changing anyone. We're just keeping it to ourselves. When imagine if we shared how powerfully we could impact. So go get your MBA. Go get your master's in being authentic. And let's change society's mindset. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. I hope that you're staying safe and healthy. And remember that real is empowering. Thanks for tuning in this week. I hope you benefited from something within that podcast. And stay on the lookout for next week's podcast. If you want to connect with me, if you have feedback, if you want to follow me, you can find me on my page, Crew, K-R-E-W, underscore work, W-E-R-K. Just Crew spelled backwards. Go give that Insta page a follow. And there you can find my blog as well, which is chock full with valuable content that I've learned through my journey, tips, tricks, and everything in between. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and it's real and empowering.